Sadik Zayin on base. Mishnah. Hoyakori Vasefer Aloy Skofa. You were on a, and Skofa is the place before the door, a little veranda. And his Galgala Sefer Miyado, and the Sefer talk is a Megillah, and it unraveled. Golo Etzlo. So you're allowed to roll it back up. Hoyakori Varosh Agag, if you were on the top of the roof, which is Rishus HaYochid, the Nizgagol HaSefer Miyado, and then the Sefer unrolled towards the Chorah Rishus HaRabim, Achlo Igil HaSorah Tvachim Golo Etzlo. The Sefer hasn't reached within 10 Tvachim of the ground, so it's not Rishus HaRabim. The 10 Tvachim above Rishus HaRabim is a Mokum Tur. Mishigil HaSorah Tvachim, if the Sefer has come within 10 Tvachim of the ground, Hof Kol HaKsav, and you turn it over so the Ksav isn't exposed, it's more covered for the Sefer, and you leave it there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Einu Masulak Min Aretz Al Kamoli Machad Golo Etzlo, as long as it hasn't hit the ground completely, you can re-roll it to you. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Baretz Atzmo, even if it's hit the ground, Golo Etzlo, Shein Lo Chadavar Mishum Shvus Omer Bifnei Kisvei HaKodesh. Because since only a shvus, because since you're holding one end, so it's not considered carrying, because you never let go of one end of it, so there was never an akira and anocha, it's only an issa d'rabbanan, and it's talking about leaving kisvei hakodesh, the mokum bazui, so they didn't ask for their shvus, but mokum bizoyin kisvei hakodesh. Rashi. Are you Kori the Sefer? Call Svarim Hasuim Bimei Arishonim Hasuim Begilion to Sefer Torah Shalanu. All of their Sefer Torah were made in as a Megillah. Gololo Etzlo. However, Rosho Echabiyado, since he's holding one end, he can, what's it called, roll it back. Ubigmarim Efarishlo. Ba'asor Tvachim. Ba'asor Atachtonim Shabishus Arabim. It hasn't come within 10 Tvachim of Rishus HaRabim, the Kulam of Arish B'Gmar. Hof Chol HaKsav, Ha'oshios Klavi HaKosov. You put the Ksav towards the wall. Shelo Yeh Mutl Kokak B'Vizayin. Because if it's exposed, it's more of a Vizayin. U'meinich Lach Teshach, and you leave it till Shabbos is over, and then you take it. Mishum Shvus, Kegon Zu, Shelo Nothal Miyado. Over here it's only Nisra D'Rabbanan, because it never fell out of his hand. Shari Lachas Baron Shalecha. Then came Kana Lamishum Gzera. Dilma Nothi Kule Miyade Vasi Lasuya. The whole thing is a Gzera. Maybe it'll fall out completely and it'll come to take it. And then it'll be over Nisud Raisa. Call Isud Rabbanan Avishwas. All Isud Rabbanan are called Ishwas. Rashi. Hi, Iskofa Hechidami. What kind of Iskofa is this? Elay Maiskofa Rishus HaYochid Vikama Rishus HaRabim. If it's talking about an iskofa, that's a full-fledged Rishus HaYochid, and in front of it is Rishus HaRabim, and the thing fell from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, below Gazrin and Dilma, not for Ba'asi Lasuye, and we don't make a gzera that if it would all fall, you'd be over in Issa D'Oraisa of taking it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Since you're holding one end, it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan, and we're not gozer because of Kisvei HaKodesh. Mani, who does that go according to? Reb Shimon. The honor called Rabbi Shomishum Shvus, and only that they kiss their clothing. Something that's only awesome with the Rabbanan, even though there'd be a reason to make a Gzeira, because you could come to do an Issa D'Oraisa, still, it's not awesome because of the Zion kiss their clothing. Aim a safe. Rabbi Huda Omer, Afilo Ein Mesuruk Ben Oretz Ala Molim Machad, Gola Lo Etzlo. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilo Baretz Atzma, Gola Lo Etzlo. And the Sefer mentions Rabbi Shimon specifically. Mentions of Yehuda, mentions of Shimon. So the Chara, the Reisha we're saying now is of Shimon. The Sefer, which again mentions of Shimon, is of Shimon. And in the middle is what's called Reisha, the Sefer of Shimon. Mitzias of Yehuda, in the middle is of Yehuda. Right? If the Reisha is of Shimon, then why is that the mention of Shimon again? Right? It's modern that the Reisha is of Shimon, the Sefer is of Shimon, and the middle we mention of Yehuda. Rashi, Mani Mas Nisan. This is Skofa, this veranda is 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide. The Kamarish Sarabim, But lefaneha, Rosh Hasharabim. In front of it is Rosh Hasharabim. So the Megillah unraveled into Rosh Hasharabim. The Gomer Masnisan, I forgot the Munich Rosh of Rosh Hasharabim. Even though one end is now in Rosh Hasharabim, you can rewind it and bring it back into Rosh Hasharabim. The Gogas we're not afraid that the whole thing will fall out of your hand and you'll end up taking it out of Rosh Hasharabim and bringing it to Rosh Hasharabim, which is Nisr Dereis. The money must nis in Logazar. Who holds you don't make such a xera? Reb Shimoni. The Amar Logazar shows the Kisviya Kodesh. The Reb Yehuda, Amar and the Sulik Menahars Malechud, the Lo Nachu de Goletzlo, the Lekal and Nitzer Midi, the Lo Tami Lenefila Klau, Abahunach called the whole Asher, the Gazrin Nikuda Biado, Ato Hechel and Ophakule. Reb Yehuda holds that's only where it wouldn't be even an Isser the Rabbanan. In other words, if it didn't fall completely into Rosh Hasharabim, so then even if what's it called, you rolled it back, it would only be what's it called. Even if it fell completely like that, that's not called for falling. If it fell completely but didn't hit the ground, then it wouldn't mean a sederaisa. So then we can't make a gzera that you can't roll it if you're still holding one end. Because if it fell, you'd be over in a Siddharaisa. If it fell like that, you wouldn't be over in a Siddharaisa. So therefore, we don't make a Xera. Now, Shane came where Mamish touched the ground. There we make a Xera from where it touched the ground when it's in your hand to where it touched the ground when it's not in your hand, which would be in a Siddharaisa. But Rav Shimon holds, even if it was on the ground, we don't make any Xeras because of the Zion Kispiya Kodesh. So that's what Amar of Yehuda in Reisha the Sefer of Shimon, which he also blew. Rav Yehuda says in Chinami, the Reisha and the Sefer of Shimon, and the middle is Rav Yehuda. Rabba Omar, Rabba says no. Hacha biskofa and addresses askina. Mishum bizayin kisli akodesh shor rabbanan. Rashi, iskofa and addresses, la'ola miskofa rishusay yachidi. It's not good talking about rishusay yachid. Abba nidresses, the regal harabim overis derechwa, over here it's worse than stam. Here it's talking where people mamash walk over it. It's a rishus hayachid, but people walk into the rishus hayachid, and they walk over. And if they leave the sefer there, it's going to get trampled on. And therefore, even the rabbanan hold that's mutter to roll it back. There's a little bit of the Zion that the thing will remain unraveled. But it's not the same kind of the Zion where people walk over it. Mishum hachi heichad enoch goes Rabbi Yehuda. Ava bahar moda, here even Rabbi Yehuda's moda. Tekivin da'og do'biyado, u'shvus bi'alma hu lo gazrina. Where it's stam, just not nice for Kisli HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you just leave it there, they hit the ground. But in the case where people are going to walk over it, there even Rabbi Yehuda, so the Reisha and the Sefer, everything, what's it called? The Reisha in the middle is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Sefer is Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Eishli Abaye, Toch Arba Amos, Gola Lo Echlo, Chutz L'Dalad, Hovcho Alksav. Okay. Abaye really is not going back on what Rava said. It's basically a question that could be asked Tom on what we said before. If it's talking about Niskofa Rosh Hashayachid, that opens into Rosh Hasharabim. And therefore you're holding the thing in Rosh Hashayachid, and the other end is in Rosh Hasharabim, then why is there a difference? The Brisa says that if it fell within Dalet Amos, then you can, what's it called, roll it back. If it's outside of your Dalet Amos, in other words, into Rosh Hasharabim, more than Dalet Amos, then you just turn it over, and you, don't roll it up. The Amr's biskof and addresses askinan. If you say it's talking by the scope of the people walking over, and because of Bizai and Kisli HaKodesh, you're allowed to roll it back. Mali tok dalet amos, mali chutz l'arba amos. What's the difference? Right? If we're saying we're matter something that could be an issur d'oraisa because of Bizai and Kisli HaKodesh, then why not matter this too? What's the difference between Arba Amos and Rosh Hasharabim and Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hashayachid? Rashi, Tochar Ba'amos, Akore al Iskofa Koi. It's going back on the guy who's reading the Sefer on the Iskofa, and it unravels into a Shusha Rabbit. V'lo Yadana Heichu. Tochar Ba'amos, Shalon Iskagla Sefer, Adar Ba'amos Bekarka. The Sefer didn't unravel. 4 amos into the Rishus HaRabim, then it's okay, right? But if you let more than 4 amos, no. So Mali Chutz La'arba, Hakula Shlusi, the whole thing is the same kind of Shlus. The whole to the other, he's holding the other end. So there's no Isser Minatora of taking it from Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYachid, or rolling it 4 amos from Rishus HaRabim, because he's holding on to one end. Mali Mavardal Ramas Rishus HaRabim, Mali Machnis Rishus HaRabim, the scope for Rishus HaYachid. If you're going to be matter him because of Bizayin Kisvei HaKodesh, to roll it back into Rishus HaYachid, even though that would normally be an Issur D'Rabbanan, right? And if he really let go of it, it'd be an Issur D'Oraisa, and the same thing goes with rolling it 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. It's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. If he'd let go of it, it'd be an Issur D'Oraisa. And yet we're matter an Isser that if you're holding on to it is only an Isser Rabbanan because of Bizayin Kisvei HaKodesh. So what's the difference of rolling it 4 amos from Rishus HaRabim and rolling it from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid? The age comes from Bizayin. The Chiyechi, the Shoris Lahachnis, Rishus HaRabim, Miskofa, Hakinami, Islam HaMishri, Lahavid, Olam, Rishus HaRabim. What's the difference? Elom Rabbaya, Hacha Biskofa, Karmelis, Askina. It's not talking about an iskofa and Shusus HaYachid. It's talking about an iskofa, it's only a karmelis. And therefore, even if you dropped it completely, if you bring it from the Shusus HaRabim into a karmelis, it's only an Issur D'Rabbanan. But if you dropped it completely and moved it 4 amos in the Shusus HaRabim, being over an Issur D'Oraisa. And here the Meiri says, you see, that if you maver something, 4 amos for Shusus HaRabim, and you put it down in a karmelis, you're chayav. The hanocha doesn't have to be in Rishus HaRabim. You have to have an akir hanocha. But as long as you were maver 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, even though you ended up putting it down in a karmelis, you're chayv. Because the havara has to be in Rishus HaRabim, but the hanocha and akira don't have to be in Rishus HaRabim. So when it says, Tok dal ramas dinofo maisi lalo hasi lechi uchatis, surely rabbonin. If it's within Dalai Lama's, so the only issue is taking it from Rishus HaRabim to a karmelis, which is only the Siddur Rabbanan, that they were matter. But Chutz La'arba'amos, the Ma'isva Asidechi of Chatos, but outside Arba'amos, there you'd be Maver Dalai Lama's and Rishus HaRabim, and end up putting it down in a karmelis. If you dropped it completely, you'd be over Nisa D'Oraisa, right? Lo Shor Le'Vedeh Rabbanan were a matter. Where says Yochi Toch Dalai Lama's Mami Nixer Dilma Ma'ayo Mishus HaRabim Mishus HaYochid? If it's within Dalai Lama's, let's make a Gzeira, even though here it's Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, let's be afraid that you do it even if it was Rishus HaYochid, and therefore make a Gzeira, don't let him bring it in from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus to a Karmelis, because we're afraid that the next time he'll be on a place that's Rishus HaYochid and also bring it in. The Chi Tema Kivin the Matzano, they'll bring it from the Karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. He'll bring it home. He'll take the Sefer and bring it into his house. He'll roll it up and bring it into the house from the Karmelis. When it says, V'chitema, Kivin the Matzek is Karmelis, Leslin Ba, since in between is a Karmelis, he's going to roll it up from Rishus HaRabim, take it from the Karmelis into his house, directly. And that will be an Issur D'Oraisa. Where it says, if you'll say that since he's going to take it from Rishus HaRabim into a Karmelis, then to his house, that is not an Issur D'Oraisa, who Amar Rava, Amavr Chepes, Mitchilas Arba, the Sof Arba, the Eviru Derech Olav Chayim. If you carry something from 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, and in the middle, you pick it up, Rashi says, more than 10 tefachim over the Rishus HaRabim, so it goes from Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Ptur, then another 2 amos from Rishus HaRabim, and you put it down, you're chayv, because you carried 4 amos from Rishus HaRabim. The fact that there was a Makom Ptur that was mafsik, since it all was in one Maisa, doesn't make a difference. Tosus learns Derech Olav means you stood still and you moved it from one side of your body to the other without moving. Right? That's called Derech Olav. So you moved it 2 amos and you stood still, moved it to the other side of your body, and then moved another 2 amas. So that's also called Al-Gamakam Ptur. Hagama Hiskinan, Biskofa Ruka. It's a long Iskofa. So Adahachi, Vahachi, Mitka. By the time you walk through the Carmelis, you remember and put it down. So we're not afraid that you'll carry it directly from Rishus HaRabim through the Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid. Because it's a long Carmelis and you remember. The Iboy Seema, La'olam Bas Viskofa Shein Aruka. Could be even talking about not a long corridor, a long Carmelis. Ustam Kiste HaKodesh Yuyen Ma'ayin Bo. And as Stams Kiste HaKodesh, a person looks into, and he'll remember by looking into it that he should stop and not walk into the house. Umanach will put it down. When it says the lechesh dilma ma'ayin bo b'rishus harabim v'ayilu behed rishus hayochid, let's be afraid that he'll look into it in rishus harabim and walk directly into rishus hayochid. Where it says hamani benasahi, that won't happen. It goes according to benasa. D'omer mahalach ko'omidomi, that walking is like standing. So as soon as he takes one step, it's already a hanacha in rishus harabim, and there won't be a problem. Where it says the Dilma Zorik Lo Mazrik, even according to Ben Azai, if you throw it, it's Asher. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Moda Ben Azai, the Zorik. Om Ravacha, Barina, Barava, Zosomiris, Ein Mazarkin Kisle HaKodesh. You're not allowed to throw Kisle HaKodesh. So we're not afraid he's going to end up throwing it into Rishus HaYochid. See Rashi. Yiskofer Carmelis, Rechava Arba, the Ein Govo Asar. It's 4 Tvachim wide, but it's not 10 Tvachim high. Because if it wouldn't be for Tzvachim, why would it be Mokam Ptur? The Chutzal Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishus HaRabim is beneath it. The lifting, and then Rishus HaYochid. And then your house is there. It's like a porch that's a Carmelis that opens into the house on one side and to Rishus HaRabim on the other side. Even if you dropped it and you took it directly from Rishus HaRabim into the Iskofa, which is a Carmelis, there would be no Issa Doraisa. So in Issa Dorabana. But if you ain't Og to Biyad, if you dropped it completely, the Om Rishus HaRabim, the Carmelis Ma'ayim, Hachad Og to Biyad, or Shari L'Chatkila. Therefore, since you're holding one end, and the worst that would be, even if you dropped it, would only be in Issa Dorabanan, they were matter you to do it, because of Kisvei HaKodesh. Chayiv Chatas, Shemav Rabba Amas, Rishus HaRabim. But if it was more than 4 amas in Rishus HaRabim, where if you had dropped it completely, you'd be over in Issa Doraisa of Mimavar Dalad Amos, there, even though you're holding one side, they didn't permit it. Nami Nigzor Behuda, the Gazer Shvus, after Kisvei HaKodesh, Nigzor Dilma Nofa Kula Miyabe, Ba'azu Vashokale Rishus HaRabim, Umaisele Baragla Betoch Habayas, Derech HaYiskofa. The Kama Ayam Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid. We were saying it goes according to Behuda, who is Gozer a Shvus, and it's not talking about a Iskofa Nidreses, or it's an extra Bezoyan. So why aren't we afraid that the guy will roll it up from Rishus HaRabim into the Carmelis and walk into his house with it? And then he'll be taken from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Had he dropped it completely, that would have been completely awesome. Min HaTorah. The chitema, that there's no chiyuv, because you're taking it from Rishus HaRabim, derech HaKarmelis, into Rishus HaYochid. That's not true. Derech Olav, l'mala mirosho. You pick up something in Rishus HaRabim, you maver it 2 amas, then you pick it up over 10 tvachim, and then you put it down and you maver another 2 amas. You don't put it down, you bring it down into 10 tvachim, and you maver another 2 amas. Even though it's what's it called, the Avir of Rishus HaRabim is a Mokam Tur, Tikavua, the Ainbo Mokam Rochav Arba, Alma Kimdalam Nach, the Mokam Tur, Lomahan, since in the end you put it down in Rishus HaRabim, and you moved it 4 Amas from Rishus HaRabim, Yechai. Achanami, Lomahani, Kimdalam Nach, Biskofa, Afogab, the Doris Allah, Lavanachas Kufahu, Elim came Mohammed Lafush. Lamaisa, if what's it called, if you did the same thing, you took it from Rishus HaRabim, threw a Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid, you're going to be chayav. When it says, Biskof Aruka, Sheish Lom Neshech Godel, it's very long. Baruch from Rishus HaRabim Atoch Habayis. Dei Nomi Nofa Kule Miyado, Boasri Dechiv Chatas. Da Bahachi Nisker, Bahomid Lafush Aliskofa, Bahadam Aile. such a long Carmelist that by the time you walked through the Carmelist to the house, you would have remembered and stopped. Stam kisei HaKodesh yuni ma'ayna bohu kimote biskofa v'hariyomi b'Carmelist. Stam kisei HaKodesh, when you're carrying them, you look into them. And to look into them, you stop walking. Mamela, what's it called? You're going to be potter. Then that's over. Moshe says, the Dilma Nafa Kulevish was a rabbin, the Shokile, Umaayin Behosom, Umaayalu the head of the bias, the Lokoyas go for meeting. Let's be afraid that if we let him do this, he'll take his fair clothes from Shusarabim that fall down to Shusarabim and carry him directly into the house, not via the Eskofa, through another door, directly into Shusayachit. Moshe says, no, Mahalach call me, Dami. Goes according to Ben Asai. Hilkach lekel and nigs are midi. Dinofa kule, umaayale, given the doris al iskofa, hariuka omid, bekarmelis, the inkan chiyub chatas. There's no isser, because in our Torah, because according to Ben Asai, if you're walking, every step you take is like you're, what's it called, resting. And the, what's it called, the Mepharshim Rashba thing points out, that you have to say according to Ben Asai, that he doesn't hold, that you need omid lofush. Because when you're walking, you're not stopping to rest. You're stopping to continue on. But Ben Asai would hold that even stopping to continue on is called a hanach. Only according to the Rabbanan do you need omid lofush. Dom Rabbi Yochanan ber Kama de Shabbos, the Zorik lav komid on it. Even Ben Asai holds that if you throw it, right, it's considered akira and hanach and avor. Morris says, okay. So over here it's mashma that you have to cover the ksav. You can't leave a sefer open. If you leave a sefer open, it's a bizayin. And even the shach brings down that people leave svarim open and they leave. It's not talking about going out for a few seconds. You want to hold your place. That's okay. You don't have to close a sefer every time you walk out of the Beis Medrash and coming back. But if you're leaving, to leave an open sefer stam open is not right. And the Shach brings down, there's a shade, Shomer Dafim, who's Shomer the Dafim, and you forget your learning if you leave the Sefer and leave. Let's go on. Mishori, Batanya, how are you allowed to turn over the Sefer on the Ksav in order to, if you can't take it, then you turn it over. So is that mutter? Umishori Vatanya, Kosei Sforim Tfilin Mezuzis, Lo Yitiru Lohen Lahapoch Yiriyah Paneha, El Aporis Oles HaBegit. You don't turn it over. You don't turn the sefer over on Iksav. You put a begit over it to cover it. Where is this Hasan Eksha? There you can put a begit over it. Hachalu Eksha. Here you can't put a begit over it, because it's carrying from a Rishus HaRab, Rishus HaYachah, whatever. Here you have to, the only thing you do is turn it over. And here, if you don't turn it over, it's worse beside. So here it's the lesser of two evils. But in normal circumstances, turning it over is also not right. So you cover it. Rashi. No, Epsher, Shane, will beg it with us. You don't have a beg it to cover over with. So if you don't have a beg it, you turn it over.
Ask for him as well if you take a
safer
and this with it, right?
What?
You take a
safer
and
tomorrow
and turn it like that.
Yeah, it's not proper. It's not proper.
Huh?
It's not right.
It's not right.
Right. The Maisa, it says you can't roll it back, but you have to, what's it called, turn it over. So the Maisa, why can't you roll it back? It didn't come into, it wasn't Nach in Rishus HaRabim. Right, it never rested in Rishus HaRabim. Even if it, what's it called, it's on the wall, Rashi, there's no shvus. Because it's a gzera. There's no Issa D'Raisa here. Amarava b'kosa m'shupa. It's talking where the koso is slanted. So it did come to rest on the bottom of the koso. Amarava abaya. Right, so therefore, if it's within 10 tefachim of Rishus HaRabim, and it's resting on the kosel, and the Tosfos says it has to be talking where the kosel is nidras by the rabbi. They walk on this kosel, otherwise it's not Rishus HaRabim. Right, and others hold no. anything that's the avir of Rosh Hashanah, and it's not a makom miyuchad by itself. Since it's slanted, it's like throwing the thing and sticking it onto the facade of the wall, which is in ten tefachim. It's in Rosh Hashanah, even though it's not mamish resting on Rosh Hashanah. Resting in avir Rosh Hashanah is also called Rosh Hashanah. So here, whatever the makom meshuka, since it's within ten tefachim of Rosh Hashanah, that's called that it's resting in Rosh Hashanah. Amar le Abaye, the Mayo came to Masnison, the Kosa Meshupa. You say it's talking about a slanted wall where it's on the slant of the wall within 10 Tvachim. That would be an Issa Doraisa. So therefore, even though you're holding it, they weren't mocked there because maybe you drop it. Ema Sefer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Eina Mesulat Min Haaretz Ala Mole Yachud, Go Lo Etzlo. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if it's a drop off the ground is good. But over here, why should it be good? Right, the chorus came to rest on the incline. V'han nachlei, chsuri mechsura, v'achi tani. V'med v'ram amurim b'kusha m'shupa. When do we say that if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, that it's asur? That's only where it came to rest on the incline of the wall. Amur b'kusha, she'enu m'shupa, l'mala m'shlosha, if it's higher than 3 tefachim, so it's not lawful. So then it mamish didn't rest on the ground. Go lo etzlo, the matam ishlosho hof kolaksav. If it's within 3 tefachim, then it's lovel, then it's mamish like it came to rest on the ground. Then takabin isa doraisa. If you dropped it, it's also what's it called to take it, even if you didn't drop the other is. See? The kosum ishupa, it even the boli glamata noch ablutasho. It came to rest on the incline. Lamatim shlosha, yigia rosha sefer l'shlosha, somach l'karka, ara smichtahu, v'ari kamuna. It's within 3 tefachim of the ground, then it's leveled, and it's considered like it's mamish on the ground.